VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, President Trump called on world leaders to, quote, isolate Iran's regime as long as its aggression continues. He accused Iran's leaders of sowing chaos, death, and destruction.
Iran's neighbors have paid a heavy toll for the region's agenda of aggression and expansion. That is why so many countries in the Middle East strongly supported my decision to withdraw the United States from the horrible 2015 Iran nuclear deal and reimpose nuclear sanctions.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani responded by accusing the Trump administration of economic terrorism and having a plan for overthrowing the government in Tehran. The U.S. Senate's partisan fight over President Trump's embattled Supreme Court nominee intensified on Tuesday, less than 2 days before Judge Brett Kavanaugh and one of his accusers are expected to testify on whether Kavanaugh committed sexual assault as a teenager. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee have hired a female lawyer to question Kavanaugh's accuser at Thursday's hearing.
The Senate Judiciary Committee's not identifying the lawyer, whom it says is an experienced sex crimes prosecutor. Republicans want a woman to question Ford, since all 11 of the panel's GOP members are men. Ford's lawyer objects to the hearing, saying it's inconsistent with a GOP pledge to avoid a circus.
The number of babies born infected with syphilis in the U.S. has more than doubled since 2013, according to a government report. When untreated in the mother, syphilis increases the risk of miscarriage and newborn death. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization warns the Ebola outbreak in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is spreading to new parts of conflict-ridden North Kivu province, including areas that border Uganda and Rwanda. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO Health Emergencies Program Chief Peter Salama says increasing insecurity and community mistrust are hurting efforts to prevent the deadly Ebola virus from spreading. He fears the combination of these and other factors could create ideal conditions for an epidemic.
Driven by a fear of a terrifying disease, but also exploited and manipulated by local politicians prior to an election.
The Ebola outbreak in North Kivu is the 10th in the DRC since 1976. Salama says this outbreak is the most difficult.
The disgraced American comedian Bill Cosby has been sentenced to prison for 3 to 10 years for drugging and sexually assaulting a college employee in his home in 2004.
Bill Cosby had no comment to reporters as he was led away in handcuffs after his sentencing. Judge Stephen O'Neill quoted from victim Andrea Constand's statement to the court that Cosby had took her beautiful young spirit and crushed it. O'Neill denied bail and appeared incredulous when Cosby's lawyers asked that he be allowed home confinement during the appeals process. Model Janice Dickinson, who was one of about 60 women who accused Cosby of assault, looked at him in court and said, "Here's the last laugh, pal." I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Pope Francis says the priest sex abuse scandal and the church's reaction are driving young people and future generations away from the church. On his last day of a 4-day visit to the Baltics, Francis told a group of youths in Estonia he understands why they are not devoting themselves to the church. He said it is the church, not the young people, that has to change. The head of the German Bishops' Conference, Cardinal Reinhard Marx, apologized on Tuesday for the sexual abuse of almost 4,000 children in the country over a period of nearly 70 years by members of the clergy. He said those who are guilty must be punished. The report released by the conference on Tuesday said 3,677 people were abused by clergy between 1946 and 2014. The report said the true number of victims and perpetrators is likely to be much higher. It said more than half of the victims were 13 or younger, and most were boys. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.